Zazen, his presence, our life, his presence, just this moment. This is independence into being. This is being alive now. Being intimate this moment as is. As this circumstance, so-called inside, so-called outside, so-called me, so-called other. Being so, we can welcome what arises, experience arising without being blinded by what it is and what it is not, and respond as appropriate. To elaborate further, this is the interpenetration of self and myriad dharmas. This is forgetting self-awakening myriad dharmas. This myriad dharma universe, myriad phenomena universe, this moment. Or we can refuse this moment life, whether in terms of feelings, conditions, people, and so forth, and get dissatisfaction, suffering as a result of this. Be unable to skillfully, appropriately respond. Or we can focus on our particular desires and fascinations and fixations, whether we do or do not get them, with likewise consequences. Just as our visible and palpable universe is permeated by mysterious and currently unknown dark matter and dark energy, in a similar way, we can say that this life, this body-mind, this myriad forms, is permeated by mysterious interbeing and interpenetrating. To call it Dharma or Buddha nature or emptiness or many other names is fine, but we need to be aware that these are names. And we especially need to be aware if they become conceptualized for us, because this conceptualizing and believing of such allows for attaching to these names and potentially for us to get caught in the names, which make us miss this life, this mysterious interbeing moment we are, this person speaking to us, this event in front of us in the store, at work, with our family, that we are right now, that we must respond to right now. We miss our life. We miss all sorts of things. We do not smile with the person smiling at us, saying good morning. We do not hear what our child says to us, what our partner says to us. Look closely if, when that happens in your life. Yes, we know all sorts of things, this known is important in many aspects of our life. Otherwise, I would not want you to cook a meal or even boil water, much less drive a car or fix it when it breaks down. We need knowledgeable surgeons, cooks, accountants, computer specialists, and so forth. But, and, if we only stick to what we know, we live a very narrow life, especially since much of our own daily functioning is made up of what we do not know or cannot predict. And this not knowing and unable to predict is certainly so with the actions of others and the manifestations of the universe. If we believe we know what is, what should be, what will be, believe and attach to predictions and expectations, hold to judgments and reactive habits, should be and should not be, that creates difficulties, suffering, and harm. Look at your life. Look if this is so. We are capable of allowing two seemingly contradictory known and unknown aspects of our life to be this one whole of life. Often, and for many of us, this allowing is only by inattention and not noticing, especially when we hold conflicting expectations and judgments. When the holding attaching of expectations and judgments leads to difficulty, we can use this difficulty noticing, use this to make appropriate practice effort to go beyond the known, the reactive habit. This moment is our opportunity to embrace the unknown within the known, the unknown manifesting known. To pick up on a previous talk, carrying lightly is non-attaching. Carrying lightly is non-holding. Because there is indeterminate from our level of seeing and understanding, that does not mean nor exclude that this indeterminate is not at least seeable, much less graspable in another manner, from another level, wherein cause and effect manifests, wherein awakening to what is so is clear, is actualized. Of course, the more I say about, and the more we hold to what is said about, the more this can warp and distort what is so through the limitations of our trying to stuff unknown into the rules and assumptions, expectations and limits of the particular level and form of expression and understanding of the known. Therefore, I will say again, this moment is our opportunity, my opportunity, your opportunity to embrace this unknown permeating the known, the unknown manifesting known. mysterious unknown, which is exactly, completely revealed known. Zazen life can be said to include learning to not to react, or not to hold to reactions, and therefore being able to respond as are, as needed, as life is, as compassionate into being we are. Being just this moment, not limiting to known or unknown, not limiting to revealed or mysterious. This is just this. And this is not this. Not our ideas about this. Not others' ideas about this. Not limited to ideas about this. This is not other than this. Zazen, sitting, ongoing practice of myriad activities, allows us to be forgotten, self-forgotten. Allows self-holding and self-attachment to get out of the way, so to speak, so that this mysterious we are manifests for us as our life, allows us to be awakened for us. Whether we call it into being, emptiness, true nature, Buddha nature, though each of these have nuances and may be slightly different for us, we can say truthfully, this is so. These are our expressions of this dark energy matter which is permeating our life here now. And you, each of us, all of us, must do our part to be here, be now, respond now, manifest here, manifest now. Thank you.